Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect myself and you from the hellfire. My brothers, the time is short. Inshallah, I'll be paraphrasing, so I'll get straight to it. My brothers, as we live our life, week to week, month to month, year to year, you look back at time and you see, where has this time passed? Where has it gone? What have I done? How did I utilize my time? Now, I'm not here to really talk about time, but when you look back at your life, you would see that we spend most of our lives acquiring livelihood, working, trying to make an earning, trying to make a living. You would see a lot of your time and energy is spent. And no doubt this is an act of worship, because one who provides for his family from halal means with the correct intention, it becomes a ibadah, an act of worship. Now what about, my brothers, when this action removes you away from your religious obligations, takes you away from your religious duties? And wallahi it does. And look at the people, and you would see, sadly, that people have become so attached to making this livelihood and acquiring this wealth that they forget about what is important. Now my brothers, some people forget about their existence. And your existence, the reason for your creation, is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You establish tawheed. Okay, we've established tawheed. That you do your religious obligations, and that you establish the religion of Allah azza wa jal. Many of us, sadly, do not do this. Many of us have become attached, and this is normal. However, the strong one is the one who removes himself from this attachment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith. The hadith is collected by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim and others, and there are similarities between the hadith, and some of the hadith are narrated by Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma and Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers, listen carefully, he says, لو أن ابن آدم أعطي واديا ملئا من ذهب أحب إليه ثانيا. He says, if the son of Adam was to be given a valley full of gold, not a mountain, he said valley. A valley is that which sits in between two mountains. You know how you have a mountain and then another mountain? And you'll find the valleys even bigger than the mountains. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, If the son of Adam was to be given, handed, u'tiya, it's to him, it's for him. If he was to be given a valley full of gold, pure gold, not just a block, a valley full of gold. Is that enough? Is a valley of gold enough? A valley full of gold. أحب إليه ثانيا. In another hadith, أحب أن يكون له ثانيا. He looks at his valley and he desires another one. He looks at his valley of gold. This is the son of Adam. And this is not me speaking. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, if the son of Adam was to be given a valley full of gold, he desires another. Immediately. Looks at his valley, desires another one. وَلَوْ أُعْطِيَ ثَانِيًا. And if he is given a second valley, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ ثَالِثًا. In another hadith, أَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ ثَالِثًا. He desires and he enters his heart and he loves that he has another valley, a third valley. He's given one valley. Not enough. He desires a second. He's given a second. Not enough. He desires a third. And so forth and so forth and so forth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues the hadith saying, وَلَا يَسُدُّ جَوْفُ بْنُ آدَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. In another hadith, وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفُ بْنُ آدَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. That nothing will satisfy the son of Adam except for dust, except for dirt. Nothing will satisfy him. Nothing will satisfy that cavity except for the dust and the dirt. Scholars have given their explanations of the hadith and why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utilized this hadith in this manner. But my brothers, I want you to picture you're that man. Wallahi, just picture this. Many a times we say to ourselves, I just want $1 million. Or I just want this. Or I just want that. Once I've got that, that's all I want. SubhanAllah, take yourself back to a time where you didn't have something and then you had that something. And then look at yourself at that situation. Have you ever really been satisfied with what you have? Or did you desire a second? Or did you desire a third? Remember, there is no problem in acquiring halal means. There is no problem in working and making money. However, the big problem is, and 99% of the time is, it removes you away from your religious duties and obligations. Now we're talking about surplus. How many people do you see, alhamdulillah, they have successful businesses, and their business is a success, and it's a thrive, and it's flourishing, and they're making millions and millions and millions, but they're still what? Caught up in work. Why? It's still removing them from their religious obligations. Why? Because they're caught up in their wealth, so much so that it has removed them from their religious obligations. And you say that to yourself too, my brothers. At the end of the day, you're only put on this planet. The reason for your existence anyway is that you establish the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal by you worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone. That is the reason of your existence. You're not put here to acquire wealth. Remember, don't go say the Sheikh said it's haram to work. No, I'm saying when you have acquired a surplus amount of wealth and that work or that duty is now removing you from your Islamic duties, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. When you are working and alhamdulillah you're well off, yet you can't recite Al-Fatiha properly, that's a problem. When you don't understand the tawheed of Allah properly as a Muslim, that's a problem. Remember, you're not acquired to be a scholar. However, the scholars mention that you, as a Muslim, the minimum amount of knowledge you must know is enough to make you able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability, as the ulama mention. For example, how your ability takes you, what knowledge you know, what knowledge you you cap at. This is my capacity of knowledge. This is to what I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to. However, if your capacity of knowledge is low based on your problems or your shortcoming, then here there's a shortcoming. Here, there's a problem. Remember, my brothers, no issue in acquiring wealth. No issue in, alhamdulillah, being wealthy. And some sahaba were wealthy. And some scholars were wealthy. But did it stop them from acquiring the knowledge they needed? Not to be a scholar, but to be a proper Muslim upon the proper aqidah, upon the proper tawheed. This is what's asked. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The ending of the hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that nothing will satisfy or fill up that cavity in the son of Adam except for dirt. Meaning, the only time the son of Adam, as the scholars mentioned, the only time the son of Adam, you and I, will be satisfied, the only time we'll have enough and we will be quenched and it will be enough, we don't want any more, is when that dust enters the mouth and it's too late. You no longer acquire dunya in your grave. You no longer want wealth in your grave. You no longer ask for wealth in your grave. What do you ask in your grave? رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh my Lord, return me. Why? So I can work? Nah, Habibi. So I can give off? Nah, Habibi. So you know, لَعَلِّ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. Let me just do one act of worship. Return me, O Allah. Just one act of worship. Whatever it is, return me. I just want to do one more. Not return me. I need to switch account. I need to move this. No, no, no. Return me. Return me, O Allah, so I may do one act. Just one. And in another ayah, لَعَلِّ أَصَّدَّقَ. O Allah, return me, so I may give sadaqah. فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. With that which I left. Because when you leave, my brothers, your wealth does nothing for you. Your family does nothing for you. It is just you and your actions. At the ending of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the one who seeks forgiveness. Why is this mentioned at the end of a hadith talking about gold and talking about the son of Adam wanting gold, wanting more, wanting more? Because the scholars again mention, when the son of Adam, the mu'min, anyone, is so caught up in his dunya, he forgets about repenting. He forgets about turning to Allah. He's too busy. Wallahi, you completely forget about turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the hadith is reminding you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the one who seeks forgiveness. My brothers, inshallah you benefit from this reminder. And wallahi, like I said, this is just to show it is not haram to work. And it is not haram to acquire wealth. However, you ask yourself, are these duties removing me from the reason why I'm here anyway? Ask yourself that question. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أقم الصلاة.